On Friday, Lambda Legal, a national LGBT legal advocacy organization, filed a motion with the New Jersey State Supreme Court asking for summary judgment in its lawsuit seeking full marriage equality for same-sex couples in that state. Troy Stevens is executive director of Garden State Equality, a named plaintiff in that lawsuit. Stevens says of all the states that have authorized some other form of union other than marriage, like civil unions or domestic partnerships, New Jersey is in a unique place.
Because in 2006, there was a Supreme Court case, Lewis v. Harris, New Jersey Supreme Court case, that ended up with the resolution being that the court said that same-sex relationships had to be given equal treatment under the law to opposite-sex relationships, and they left it up to the legislature to decide on how to implement that. They came up with a civil union law in 2007, and up until now, there's been the argument and the debate that there was equality between the two. And with the DOMA decision, there were 1,138 federal rights, benefits, and provisions given to same-sex couples in 13 states in the District of Columbia, making New Jersey civil union law completely unequal and very, very obviously unequal to marriage.
Is the DOMA ruling going to affect other states in a similar way, other states that have civil unions or some sort of domestic partnership law that they put in place essentially to be a form of equality?
I believe so. We were one of the first, I guess the first state that argued this under an equal protection clause. So I think that it will follow suit in states like Illinois and Hawaii and others that have civil unions or domestic partnerships.
How have the clients in this lawsuit, there are six named clients in this lawsuit, how have they responded to DOMA, and are they now hopeful that they may actually win summary judgment in New Jersey?
I can speak for Garden State Equality. We're the lead name plaintiff organizationally, and it's reinvigorated us. I know many of the couples who are in the case are ready for August 15th, which is the date, the hearing date, to see exactly what happens. We have strong faith that the court will be just and fair in this case.
The New Jersey State Supreme Court left it up to the legislature to come up with a solution for equality. Governor Christie said that he would veto a marriage bill if it passed the New Jersey State Legislature. He thinks it should be up to the people in a referendum. What's your response to that?
My response is that we should not be putting the rights of the minority up to a vote of the people. It's an abdication of legislative duty. It's an abdication of executive duty. The legislature made a law last year. They passed marriage equality through both houses of the New Jersey legislature, and the governor single-handedly vetoed that. The will of the people was expressed through their elected representatives. That's why we have elections. That's why we have leaders. It's to make laws and not to throw something to the ballot every time we decide that our legislators don't want to make a decision. In this case, they did. But I worked in Maine during a ballot referendum there in 2009. It was awful. Even if we were to win, which I think that we probably would, watching it destroy families and having neighbors at each other's throats, and it does horrible things to the community. These vitriolic TV advertisements come up. People, children have to watch people say horrible things about their parents. It's easy for somebody that's not directly affected to say that we should put something on a ballot initiative, but for those families that will be affected, it's much harder, and it's almost callous to say that they should be subjected to that.
What is the next battlefield, so to speak? This is a major victory with DOMA. And if you're successful, what are the tasks that lie ahead from there?
We're a multi-issue organization at Garden State Equality. Right now, we're also working on legislation that will ban what they call reparative therapy or conversion therapy, which we're waiting on a signature from the governor. We'd be the second state in the union to do that. And we're working on legislation that would allow our transgender brothers and sisters to change the gender marker on their birth certificates without invasive surgery. And we're working on lots of pieces of legislation like that. I think too many people forget that marriage is not the glass ceiling in our movement. It's the next step. And there are a lot of important issues that we must address. In 29 states, it's still legal to fire an individual for being LGBT, even more so for the transgender community. And these are battles we fight every day. Here in New Jersey, we've passed legislation that protects employment, but nationally, it's not even close.
Troy Stevens is Executive Director of Garden State Equality.